Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Elizabeth Peake of The Hill, a columnist of Fox News, a columnist much on Fox Business. Writing at The Hill most recently, Liz identified three shaky pillars of the American economy. Over-the-top government spending, trillions. An overly concentrated stock market, Mag 7, maybe Mag 5, and illegal immigration, which Liz just addressed in terms of cheap labor at the hotelier end, but not at the making stuff, bending metal end. Liz, let's talk about the other two. Overly concentrated stock market, that used to make us vulnerable. Does it?
Well, I think it's pretty actually, it's amazing to me that you had recently, 10 biggest stocks in the stock market accounting for 34% of the total market cap. We have not seen that since the 1970s. And I think that's an extremely, again, shaky pillar. I don't think that that should give anyone particular confidence. I was on set yesterday on Fox Business with some people talking about how the market has to broaden out. And I think that's totally right. And they were optimistic that the investor interest would start looking at the Russell 2000, you know, the mid-size market cap companies in the stock market. And I think that seems reasonable. I mean, if the economy is growing, if companies are doing well, it shouldn't just be a very small number of companies, the so-called Magnificent Seven or whatever, that receives all the money. That seems stupid to me. So I think you're going to have, if the market does not broaden out, the market is going to come down. I think that's a pretty reasonable conjecture.
The spending, however, that is something that must be addressed by this president or the next president, depending on the results in November. Yeah, the spending is the inflation. We've talked about this repeatedly. That's on television all the time, but the White House doesn't believe it. Bidenomics doesn't accept the fact that what's propping the economy up is driving the inflation to keep Federal Reserve from cutting the cost of money.
Yeah, it's a pretty astonishing thing. Yesterday, Goldman Sachs CEO came out and warned about it. We have, what, $37 trillion in debt now. Jamie Dimon came out the other day and talked about it. I mean, business leaders are beginning to notice, hello, that the United States fiscal situation is increasingly precarious. The worry, of course, is that this will lead the brain trust in Washington to decide that we need much higher taxes. And I would really encourage anyone who hears that argument to go online and just Google federal tax revenues compared to GDP. And you will see that over time, the St. Louis Fed has a very nice chart up that you can look at. Over time, we are basically in solid mid-territory in terms of where tax revenues are in the U.S. right now compared to the size of our economy. What is totally, completely out of line, not even close to where we've been historically, is spending. And it is remarkable to me, and it's unfortunate that Republicans have ceded the high ground here, because everybody on the right side of the aisle should be screaming about this. But they can't, because they have signed off on a lot of the stuff that Biden is crowing about on the campaign trail. I mean, I was just reading before talking to you, the FT has an article about financing for another Intel plant being built, I think, in Sweden, I guess. I'm not sure. And Apollo Management is going to, I think, lend them $11 billion for this. We're building semiconductor plants financed effectively by U.S. taxpayers all over America. Are there not, I mean, is this all make sense? Is somebody actually monitoring the economic rationale for hundreds of billions of taxpayer dollars going into the semiconductor business? I've never thought that was a reasonable investment. Maybe it is. I could be wrong. I don't deny it. I understand that we have a national security issue here, but the semiconductor companies themselves have to be concerned about where they're placing their production and whether it makes sense and whether it's secure, et cetera. I mean, there's things like that that I think both sides of the aisle have just been wildly excited about, John, that make, to me, no sense whatsoever. And at some point, we got to start pulling in the feed trough here and say enough, because these programs are costing a lot of money.
Last minute, David Axelrod repeatedly has said that the president is going the wrong way by continuing to talk about Bidenomics and telling the American people they're wrong. The economy is good, and you're wrong to say it's not good. David Axelrod is saying it out loud. He's screaming, and the White House won't listen. Is that correct, Liz? Listen a minute.
It is correct. They don't like the term Bidenomics because most Americans associate that with high inflation, rising prices, and a struggle, frankly, for a lot of the country to make ends meet. So they want him to drop it. I think we saw the other day when he talked to Aaron Burnett on CNBC that he just continues to lie about all the things he's accomplished. It's not good.
Elizabeth Peake, a columnist at The Hill, a columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business, the American economy waiting for the Federal Reserve, waiting and waiting and waiting. And soon enough, the election will be here and there's no more waiting. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.